This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio has now seen the blue-green algae in Martin County firsthand. He did not get a warm welcome from some. Protesters carry signs decrying the state of the St. Lucie River and demanding the purchase of land south of Lake Okeechobee so water can be discharged there. Mercedes Pardo wears a white mask over her nose and mouth. A chain-link fence topped with two strands of barbed wire keeps her from getting anywhere close to the senator when he visits West Marine.
We tried to get our voices heard. We're not able to get in where we want to be close, but that's why we're all here together, standing strong and being as loud as we can vocally. At least somebody or something will get across to them is our main purpose of being out here.
While the protesters brave the Florida heat and the smell that comes from the proximity to the algae, they have just one major request. Buy the land, send it south. That's a plea to buy sugar land to the south of Lake Okeechobee so releases can be sent that way to be cleansed. There was an agreement in the works when former Governor Charlie Crist left office in 2011. It fell through. But reviving that plan is not something Senator Marco Rubio supports.
I get conflicting reports because I have an equal number of scientists that say we're not against the southern land buy, but it's the northern land that we really need because that's where a lot of the water, the nutrients are coming in. 90% of the water in Lake Okeechobee doesn't come from the south, it comes from the north.
Rubio says he understands why people are mad after seeing the algae firsthand, and there are some steps he would like to see taken.
Well, a number of things that can happen immediately. Number one is I hope we can convince the court, perhaps even stop flows for a short period of time to allow water through here to kind of flush itself out. Second is get an emergency declaration from the president so that we can have some more assistance available to local business owners and the local community. Third is to get the CDC or an appropriate healthcare agency at the federal level to come down and do an assessment of the long-term health risk posed by this algae bloom. The fourth thing is we want to continue to move forward to get that water bill passed, so the Central Everglades Planning Project can move forward.
The emergency declaration from the president that Rubio mentioned would need to be requested by Governor Rick Scott. Rubio says it's his understanding the governor is planning to do just that, and that belief was echoed by State Senator Joe Negron.
Well, a lot of businesses have had a terrible impact. To me, it's similar to what happened with the Deep Horizon spill, and I was serving in the Senate then, and a group of us went to Northwest Florida right at that time to see the devastation firsthand, and I see a lot of similarities, and the state was able to provide assistance to some of those businesses that that had documented losses, so that's something that I think that we're going to pursue.
Despite the visit from Rubio and earlier from Senator Bill Nelson, Michael Connor of the group BullSugar.org says he remains frustrated.
I'm not satisfied with the movement done by the government in the last few days. Governor Scott made a declaration here of emergency, but really it does very little to stop the discharges. It ramps them down a few million gallons, but it's still not going to stop the discharges. This is a result of years and years of neglect.
We'll have pictures from Senator Rubio's visit on our website, WQCS.org. That's where you'll also be able to find the senator's full statement after seeing the blue-green algae firsthand. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.